Conor McNamara called yesterday's match with the legendary Pat Nevin for BBC 5 Live. He also tweeted out a picture of his headphones on Twitter, which, I mean, when I run, it gets so sweaty, eventually the sound stops coming through one ear. And he wrote, "You have no idea how sweaty these are in the jungle heat. How do you get these ready for the next match, Conor? This is like a toxic waste now, isn't it? What you wore on your head yesterday?"
I know.
How do you can't dry these off with a hair dryer.
No, I mean, I always think the worst thing in soccer is when, if you're playing soccer and you've got to take over in goal, and whoever's been playing in goal takes off their gloves and gives them to you. You know that feeling you put your hand in and the wet, sweaty gloves. I mean, no one wants that. But it's pretty much similar with the headphones. I don't think anyone's going to want to use those headphones afterwards. I can't explain to you guys how hot it is. I know it gets hot in MLS soccer and, you know, places like Florida, but this is proper jungle. We are on the edge of the Amazon River. The heat was ridiculous. I have no idea how those guys played last night. And it was a good game. Sometimes the games that are played in that heat get very slow. Last night, the tempo was great. And I think both teams kept it going right to the very end.
Conor McNamara joins us on Brady and Walker. So tell us about the American psyche today. Are you thrilled with the idea that you played Portugal to a draw? Or does that late goal with literally seconds to go really feel like the one that got away?
Yeah, well, you know, I think they played really well last night. However, you know, I came back to my hotel in Manaus. There's a lot of U.S. soccer fans, and you can just tell they are distraught. They were celebrating the victory before the whistle went. Pat Nevin, who played for Scotland, you know, really great co-commentator, and he called it. He said, you know, Ronaldo, we all know what a great player he is. But look at the end. He dragged himself way out of position. He came to the halfway line wide on the right-hand side just to get some space. And Pat called. He said, watch this. If they can get the ball to Ronaldo, they will score. And I think, you know, this is a World Cup in which Ronaldo has huge expectation coming into, and we know what a great player he's been at club level, but he is carrying an injury. And last night in the heat, he was conserving himself and he was waiting for his moment. But we saw just what a good player he is. We're over four minutes into injury time at the end of the match. And he just provides this cross where it just bounces off the head of Varela for the equalizer. Now, you know, when you're up against a player of that standard, it's not that the Americans threw it away. It's not that they made any crucial mistake. I know Brad. He might have been a bit more careful in possession at the end. But I just think they did so well. They were 1-0 down in the game. They came back to lead 2-1. And it's not that Portugal, you know, had an off day. And this is Portugal playing really, really well. And the USA were very unfortunate not to beat them.
Yeah, it's a fascinating group. Conor McNamara, BBC 5 Live, joining us. Your observations of Clint Dempsey, Conor. You saw him play tons at Craven Cottage with Fulham, the one big year with Spurs.
Yeah.
He's clearly got the skill. He could play in England almost as long as he wanted to, but it's a personal preference to be back here. Maybe he thinks it's better for marketing. Who knows? But your observations of him, and pretty heroic yesterday. There were some people who thought he'd be wearing a mask yesterday after breaking his nose in the first game.
Yeah, I thought he played really well. And, you know, it's a difficult role that he plays because there was no Jose Altidore. He was playing as the spearhead of the attack. He's the centre forward. And we see a lot of players struggle in this role sometimes. I think Lukaku has struggled for Belgium playing in that role. I think in recent years, Fernando Torres has struggled for Spain playing in that role. But the crucial part of that role in your front is you've got to do all the hard running. You've got to drag the defenders all over the place. And the idea then is that you create space for the attacking midfielders who are coming behind you. I mean, he did very well for his goal. I mean, you can say, all right, he's only 2 or 3 yards out, but what he manages to do is he doesn't try to flick his body to kick it, or he doesn't try to get his head down to head it and then miss fluffing the chance. He just lets it hit his stomach and go in, and it's just a very natural movement. I think Clint Dempsey probably stepping up to fill the void from Landon Donovan's absence, and he's the talisman now, and he's the guy who's played over 100 times for his country. He's scored more goals than anyone else in the squad, and it's the big men like that you need to show up. I think Dempsey absolutely could have kept performing in the Premier League. I actually think before he went to Tottenham, there was a lot of talk that he might have joined Liverpool. And I do wonder how Clint Dempsey's career in England would have panned out had he gone to Liverpool instead, because I think he could have been a very effective player at Anfield.
Well, yeah, and playing with Sterling and Sturridge now, that'd be incredible. All right, so last one, we got two, seven teams. Everyone's played two matches. Seven teams have 6 points. who's a real, who do you really believe in that's in that? Argentina hasn't looked great. Belgium hasn't looked great. Are there teams that have really separated? They're playing the Dutch, obviously. Who else is playing at a really high level who you could see going on a long run when we get to the elimination round?
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you who I've been really impressed with is Colombia. I think one of the thrills for me at this World Cup, and I'm fortunate to travel all over the world watching soccer, but to see the Colombia, to any of the South American sides, to see them playing in South America has been phenomenal. I saw the Colombians play, and, you know, obviously it borders Brazil, and they just, thousands and thousands of their supporters have just come streaming over the border, and it really has given them a lift. When you see the likes of the Colombians playing a World Cup in Europe or elsewhere in the world, they don't quite get that support behind them, and I think they struggle for it. They looked fantastic. Cuadrado, a player on the right-hand side, his pace, the speed that he runs at is just frightening. Quintero, this young kid who came in and scored a goal the other day in their game. And you know, this is all without Radamel Falcao, who people said, you know, he was their goal machine, plays for Monaco, one of the most expensive South American players ever. He picks up his injury before the tournament. You think, well there goes Colombia's chances. But I think that the beauty of it shows it's not about one man, this sport. Mm-hmm. You know, it's about who's got the best team, not who's got the best individual. And the Colombians, for me, have been just amazing to watch. And their fans are great, great fun. It's been great fun with the Colombian fans.
You're off to Italy, Uruguay tomorrow. Another meaningful match. Thanks for checking in with us, and hope you had a great call yesterday. What drama. It was fantastic having you on this morning,
Thanks,
Connor.
Thanks, guys. It's really great fun here. I'm loving it. It's great World Cup.